Lotus Sauce by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Preface. This is a book about light. Light shines out into space, illuminating that vastness and all that arises in it. We see this with the sun and the moon. When their light is unimpeded, it flows equally in all directions, free of bias. But when it illuminates things, shadows occur as areas of darkness. The aim of the practices described here is to experience translucence, free of impediment and shadow. The absence of inherent existence in objects, such as houses, people, or bananas, is actual, yet is disguised by our own reifying projections. The root of all suffering, for all sentient beings, is not disease, war, climate change, the harmful actions of others, or even our own current mistakes and delinquencies. These immediate causes of distress arise from one root: our unawareness of how we actually are. Due to this unawareness, we do not see clearly, but only through the veils of our imaginings. We imagine that we, and all the creatures we meet, actually exist as independent entities. Then it is as if each living creature was just itself. For example, we see a cow in a field, and we exclaim, "Oh, what a beautiful cow!" We tend to ignore the fact that the cow is an enslaved prisoner, a captive who will serve the purposes of its owner. The word cow seems to indicate an autonomous entity. A cow is a cow is a cow. Yet the cow must eat and breathe, and is dependent on the farmer for water and salt. The farmer maintains the cow, and the cow maintains the farmer. Their functions are mutually confirming. There are no self-existing cows, or self-existing farmers, or self-existing humans, or anything else self-existing. The light of our own mind, as it is like that of the sun and the moon, spreading evenly to display the patterns of light which we mistake for entities. When we do not see light as light, we imagine entities, and these entities become the limit of our world. We are like a lamp in a clay pot, illuminating a small universe where we think we know all about what is going on. We know ourselves and the patterns of our life, and so everything seems to be much as we conceive it to be. The function of the practice is to break open or see through the clay pot of contrivance, association, assumption, and delusion, so that the intrinsic light of our unborn mind shines forth free of limitation and reification. Light is energy, and the energy of the base, or ground, or source, arises as both phenomena and ideas. The interplay between the potential of light as physical illumination and colour, and the potential of light as mental illumination and thought, feeling, memory, and so on, generates all the possibilities we encounter in this life and in all our lives. To see this directly, we need to awaken from the sleep wherein we dream the seeming reality of our illusions. We need to see that as openness, we are the source of light, and that as presence, we are the clarity of light, the brightness or immediacy of this field of display, and that as participation, our light activates that of other light forms, leading to freedom to spontaneously respond as light with light. We are part of a lineage of light. The primordial Buddha, the intrinsic awakening present in all sentient beings, is known as always good, unchanging light, Kuntuzangpo, Omugyu. He manifests the triple aspects of limitless light Amitabha, Nangwatae, measureless light, Opame, and measureless life, Amitayus, Sepame. They are the original Buddha forms of the lotus family, and they embody the original unchanging knowing which discerns the unique specificity of each appearance without bias or desire. From the heart of Buddha Amitabha, limitless light, Alesha Hrihi, radiates light, manifesting as the lotus born, Padmasambhava, Pema Junye. The lotus is the source, open, ungraspable emptiness, the mind itself, pure from the very beginning. This source instantly gives rise to the presence of the kindness of all the Buddhas, the effortlessly arising multiform apparition who offers liberation through merging in his heart. He is Guru Rinpoche, the precious Guru who is both lotus source and lotus born, and all three names will be used in this book. However, although he is known as lotus born, he has never been born and he will never die, for he is the unchanging body of light. This is also who and how we are if we allow our adventitious obscurations to fall away and experience boundless lucidity. The names of Amitabha and Amitayus both derive from the Sanskrit word Amrita, immortal. That which is unborn is also undying. The focus of our practice is to find ourselves in this bright, intrinsic freedom. Lotus source is the inseparability of openness and potentiality. Appearance is light. Light is ungraspable, fresh, uncontrived, immediate. The lineage also flows from Amitabha, limitless light, to Avalokiteshvara, the Lord who sees, and then to Padmasambhava, the lotus-born apparition of light. In Dewa Chen, Great Happiness, the pure land Buddha field of Amitabha, all are born in a lotus. The mantra of Avalokiteshvara, Om Mani Padme Hum Hrihi, reminds us that the jewel of compassion is inseparable from the lotus of ever-pure emptiness where it dwells. Padmasambhava, the unborn lotus-born, is the vital presence of appearance and emptiness, dissolving all reification and its consequent delusion. He is depicted sitting on cushions of the sun and the moon, two great outer sources of light, and they rest on a lotus, the ultimate source. The prayers and aspirations at the beginning of the book are a means of allowing us to connect with the truth of who we are. Devotion unites where ignoring has divided. The power of devotion can be strengthened by reciting the words of the great yogis of the past, including Padmasambhava. You will find such gems in the seven chapters of prayer, as taught by Padmasambhava of Urgyen, known in Tibetan as Le Dunma, Vondel Verlag, Germany, 2010, and in Longing for Limitless Light, Letting in the Light of Amitabha's Love, Simply Being, UK, 2021. Then we have practices in the tantric style for merging with Padmasambhava, either by dissolving in his light or being carried instantly by his light into his heart. To gain the full benefit of these practices, it is vital to receive the initiation and practice with others in the lineage. The texts in this book were translated by James Lowe with the help and blessing of Siar Lama, Gordon Turchin Tulku Chimirigsen, more than 40 years ago. The translations have been revised by James Lowe, who has written the introduction. The onerous work of typing and inserting corrections was done by Barbara Terrace, without whose help this book would not have seen the light of day. The individual texts were prepared in book form by Sarah Allen. May we all live as light in light. This is from the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Read by Wendy and completed on Sagadawa, June 2023.